Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's gone crazy. The country's gone crazy. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. Country's gone mad. Blacks hate whites, whites hate blacks, Jews hate Muslims, Muslims hate Jews, Republicans hate Democrats, gays hate straights, women hate men. Is there anybody who doesn't hate each other in this country? It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Well, there's probably one thing that's united. Everybody hates white straight males. But and if you're a white straight male and you're Jewish, you are hated by everyone. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, if we're not careening to revolution, if we're not careening to civil war, if we're not careening to World War III, all at the same time, I don't know what is. It's just, it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I know one thing. China said, may you live in interesting times. May you be lucky enough to live in interesting times. These are the most interesting times in the history of the world. They just may be the end times. We may be minutes away from end times. I mean, the Israel military now has the green light to launch the ground invasion of Gaza. And Israeli officials are saying they're going to wipe them out. They're going to wipe them from the face of the earth. And I agree with them. There's no other choice. These are the worst people in the world. The worst. And they're going to wipe them from the face of the earth. And they already said, or at least, you know, that's what the claim is. The Israeli troops poised to invade Gaza as minister vows no forgiveness, only total annihilation. So they're not going to worry, as I recommended in my commentaries, they're not going to worry about the media or the United Nations or Joe Biden or the crazy people on the left. They're just going to go in and annihilate the enemy once and for all. You can't have the enemy nipping at your heels 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 20 years and the next 20 years. You can't. There's just no choice. I've seen the videos. They're real. I got a 10-minute video sent to me that came from the, again, I'm not a tech guy. I don't remember. Probably Chris will tell me in my ear. What's it called? GoPro, where they wear a helmet on their head? GoPro, right? And is a Hamas terrorist wearing GoPro. Several of them were shot dead, thank God, by Israeli forces. And we got the GoPro. And I watched the video as they walked around and blew Jews away. The minute they saw them, they blew them through the head. They walked up to their car, they blew their brains out. Then they shot them five more times on the ground. And then they desecrated their bodies. I watched as a pregnant woman's baby was cut out of her womb. Yes, I watched the video. I saw the video where Hamas crazy people cut a baby out of the womb, a Jewish baby out of the womb of a Jewish woman, and then stabbed the baby to death. And you say, what was the woman doing? Was she dead? No. The pregnant woman was very much alive as they cut the baby out of her stomach. Her mouth was stuffed with a towel so that she couldn't scream loud as they cut her body open and took her baby out and murdered it. So I'm sorry, folks. This is not a war against Jews. This is a war against humanity. This is a war that humanity has to win against savages. And if they come to the United States, and I guarantee you they're here, they're not only here, they're here by the hundreds of thousands or by the millions. I'm not even sure who it is that's the enemy that'll kill us first. Is it going to be the Hamas Hezbollah crowd? Or is it going to be Chinese military-age males? Or is it going to be Latino MS-13 Mexican drug cartel gangs? There's so many here, so many groups that hate us, so many prisons have been opened to come through our open border. I don't even know who's going to be the first one to blow our country up, who's going to be the first one to do a terrible terrorist attack. I don't even know if there will ever be a terrible terrorist attack. They may just take over the country by going door to door and killing and kidnapping like Hamas. I just know it's so bad. And I just know that if they're here, and I know they're here, they don't just hate Jews. Don't be silly. All you people out there that don't like Jews, this isn't about Jews, you fools. They hate Americans. They hate Western civilization. They hate Christians. They hate Catholics. They'll go to your church and they'll kill 300 people on a Sunday morning. They'll butcher you and cut your heads off and rape the dead women's corpses. That's what you're dealing with. So Israel's got to go in and kill them for the sake of humanity. And don't bring any of them to America. I'm not talking about terrorists. I'm talking about the women, the children. Don't bring any Palestinians to this country because the hatred they've got. As I said on my show yesterday, they hate Jews more than they love their own children. If they were given a chance tomorrow, which they've been given 1,000 times in their history, to build their own way and go their own way, they don't want it. They want to live next to the Jews and hate the Jews and blame the Jews and kill the Jews. And there are a lot of people like that in this country, too. Don't kid yourself. Virtually everybody on welfare in this country is very similar. They just don't know anything about Jews. This country isn't about Jews versus any other group. They just hate everybody with money. This country is filled with welfare, lazy welfare losers who hate people who have nice cars and nice homes and live in nice, safe neighborhoods and wear nice clothes and women who wear fur coats and expensive clothing. They hate you for that. And if you brought the Palestinians to America, they would hate you, whether you were Jewish, whether you were Christian. Heck, if you're a Muslim and you live in a $1 million mansion and you drive a Mercedes or a Bentley, believe me when I tell you, bring Palestinians to America, they'll hate you too. They hate anyone who has more than them, and they blame you why they don't have more. So it doesn't matter. It's not about Jews. The world's filled with people like this, except never has anyone seen the hatred that the people of Gaza have for any one group the way they hate Jews. It's sick. Now, let me mention that Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, Republican, today told Fox News that Joe Biden and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen gave $3.5 billion to Iran through the International Monetary Fund several months ago. That was not part of the $6 billion that Biden gifted to Iran on 9/11. Can you imagine how clueless Joe Biden is? Or he's not clueless. He's clueless, but his boss is Barack Obama. This is all Obama. Obama hates America and he hates Israel. That man is as close to the Antichrist as anyone will ever come. And he is the middle of all of this. He fomented the Arab Spring. How many people died in the Arab Spring? How many moderate Arabs? How many Christians died in the Arab Spring? Thank you, Barack Obama. He's always hated Israel. He's always taken the side of Islam and radical Islam. And he's in the middle of all of this. He's the one calling the shots. He's the one that gave the bad guys $3.5 billion on top of the $6 billion to the Iranian regime of murdering mullahs. And that's what's funding international terrorism. And then the other big scandal today, the breach of protocol and security. The Biden regime doxes the elite Delta Force fighters, jeopardizing national security. Do you understand what happened? Biden was in Israel. He met with the elite Delta Force, and they put the pictures out, and they didn't black out the faces. Now the enemies of America know the faces of our Delta Force special forces. They're liable to come into our country and kill their families. This is Joe Biden. They shared the photograph that blatantly revealed the faces of members of the elite Delta Force. Thousands of people viewed the image putting the security of our nation's most skilled operators at risk. Until finally, when this word got out all over the media today, after hours, they took it down. How many of our enemies saw those photos, and what are they going to do with them now? And I mentioned this over the last few days. I understand that this hatred of militant, radical Muslims, and it's not because Jews have done anything to them. Folks, it's because their book, their Quran, says kill anyone who won't convert to Islam. They would be here to kill us. They are here to kill us, just like they're there to kill the Jews. What did they gain? If you think the Jews hold them in some sort of slavery in Gaza, which is a lie, but if you assume it's true, what did they gain by killing innocent children and babies? What did they gain by cutting the heads off of children in front of their parents? They're bloodthirsty savages. And you're never, ever going to get them to change. They are what they are. That's the same reason in this country. When you have a dog that kills a child, does anyone try and rehabilitate the dog? No. Sadly, I love dogs. They put the dog down. Humanely, but they put the dog down. Once a dog has killed a child, you can never trust it again. I'm telling you, with the people that attacked Israel, that beheaded children, that murdered women, that gang-raped women, that shot grandmothers, that kidnapped babies, I'm telling you, there's no turning it around. There's only one choice now. Israel's got to go in and finish the job. When I get back, I'll tell you some of the things happening around America in response to this. You have no idea how many people out there are Jew haters in America. This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart
smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The root's on fire. On fire. The world is on fire. Have you ever seen anything like it? The FDA admits seizures among toddlers after getting the COVID vaccination. Is our country gone mad? Who would give the COVID vaccine to babies knowing this? Seizures after the COVID vaccine. There's a woman who writes for the Houston Chronicle, I believe is the name of the newspaper. And in one of my favorite, anti-COVID vaccine columnists wrote a column about it, and about her column, how she said she couldn't wait to get her fifth booster, her fifth shot, and she ran for the booster, and she just made a comment that each time she gets her shot, she's so sick for days. She feels like the third trimester of giving birth to a baby. She can't move in bed. Everything in her body hurts. It's violently ill. And you're just going, are these people sick in the head? Are they sick in the head? They must be sick in the head. If you got COVID, it's not this bad. You're killing yourselves. You're destroying your immune system. And you're making yourself so sick every time you get the shot. Don't you understand the rest of us? I've never got the shot, just like I've never had a flu shot in my life. And I never get the flu. And I've never got the COVID shot, ever. And I never will. And I'm fine. And I'm alive. And I've never felt like the third semester of pregnancy, thank God. I'm a guy. I'm not supposed to. But you liberals, you're very confused people. Oh, my gosh. Nobody needs to feel like that. You don't need the shot, you fool. You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. Here's a few of the headlines. House rhinos will not let the people have their candidate. That's Jim Jordan. In the middle of all this, Ukraine, China ready to move on Taiwan. Israel's making their move into Gaza. World War III is beginning. We don't have a House Speaker. The Republican Party can't unite even now. This is why we lose elections. Democrats are scumbags. They're evil. They're Satan. They hate people. They hate Americans. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. It's a party of Jew haters. But boy, do they stick together. It's a party of communists. And boy, do they stick together. And Republicans hate each other and eat their young. It's incredible. They won't let Jim Jordan be the House Speaker. We're going for the third vote, and he doesn't have the votes. They'd rather let the Democrats have it. It's incredible. It's incredible. I don't know what to say. Dr. Drew tells Megyn Kelly, new study about vaccine-induced myocarditis in young men took my breath away. That's right next to the story about FDA admits seizures among toddlers after COVID vaccination. Wow. Unbelievable. State Department issues worldwide caution, travel alert. Everywhere in the world, they want to kill Jews. They want to kill Christians. They want to kill Americans. Did the White House just dox U.S. Special Forces in Israel? Yes, they did. Biggest banks at risk of collapse this winter as massive failures have begun. Man, could it get any worse? Could it get any stranger? Wow. It's just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Look at this. Hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett is in rehab after a difficult few years. Poor Jussie Smollett. Give him another vaccine. Do us a favor. Come on, Jussie. Go for some more vaccines. That'll solve your problem. Foreign invasion at the southern border hits new September record. New September record. Right while Israel has been invaded and they've killed 1,400 Jews, kidnapped 200. At that moment, there's 218,777 encounters at the U.S. border. We're letting in the entire world. How many of them have come to kill us? How many are criminally insane? How many are drunk hitting our roads to kill you in a car crash? It's unbelievable. How many are rapists? How many are murderers? How many are carjackers? How many are home invaders? Are we crazy? All right, sponsor of this segment, NoCovidium. NoCovidium is sold at spikewarrior.com. That's the website, spikewarrior.com. The answer, if you've been forced to take the COVID vaccine, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison, is patent-pending NoCovidium from spikewarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending NoCovidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer from my fans only. Buy one bottle of NoCovidium and get a second bottle free. Just use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot at SpikeWarrior.com. This formula can turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. We'll be right back.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
War now!
U.S. USA News update. At 8 p.m. Eastern, President Biden is slated to address the American people from the Oval Office. He's anticipated to talk about the significance of the conflicts in Israel and Ukraine in relation to U.S. national security. This marks only the second occasion during his presidency that Biden will speak to the nation from the Oval Office. The Federal Reserve chief contends that inflation remains excessively high, suggesting that a decrease in economic growth may be necessary to alleviate it.
These shorter-term measures are often volatile, and in any case, inflation is still too high. And a few months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence.
Jerome Powell expressed uncertainty regarding the duration of these reduced readings. The NCAA is investigating the number 2 Michigan Wolverines football program amid allegations of sign stealing. The team and the Big Ten Conference were notified on Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
much bad news, so much exciting news, so much titillating news, so much disgusting news, so much disgraceful news, but there's just a lot of news. Before we get to our guest, I would have mentioned Joe Biden trails Donald Trump in 5 of 7 pivotal swing states in the latest poll. I just want to see whose poll this is. This is an interactive poll, IA, interactive poll, and Trump leads Biden in 5 of 7 swing states by substantial margins, by the way. There's another poll out shows Trump ahead by 9 in Pennsylvania, by 9. People just don't like Joe Biden. That's why they're going to have to replace him. There's no question what's going to happen. They're going to have to replace him. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I have a survival food product for all of you because, you know, you just don't know when the worst case scenario is going to happen. Keep hoping and praying for the best. Keep fighting for the best. But you got to prepare for the worst case. And it sure is more and more likely that World War III is breaking out in the Middle East now. I used to think it was going to break out because of Ukraine or because of China, Taiwan. Now it's breaking out because of the Middle East, and you know as soon as that distraction is there, China will take Taiwan or invade Taiwan anyway. And if they're going to take them, they're going to invade Taiwan, and we're going to have to get involved there, too, on multiple fronts. This is an exploding disaster, you know, slow-motion exploding disaster. We are the Hindenburg. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life and only premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies. You know, beef crumbles are like crap. This is ribeye only. Ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin only. No mRNA jabs ever allowed with the steak. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. All right, my guest is here, Mitchell Bard, Executive Director of the American-Israeli Cooperative Enterprise, Director of the Jewish Virtual Library, and expert on U.S.-Israel relations, author of 22 books. His website is MitchellBard.com, MitchellBard.com. Mitchell, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm good. I wish we were talking under better circumstances.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, people think the worst circumstance is World War III. I, as an American Jew, think what's happening in Israel is a horrible circumstance. But to be honest, the thing that's shaken me up the most, Mitchell, is and I'm not a naive guy, I'm a cynical New Yorker, I had no idea how many people inside the United States hate Jews. They hate speech coming from college campuses and from individuals throughout society and the media and Wall Street and everywhere else is stunning to me. Did you know this many people had a deep, harbored a deep-seated hatred towards Jews, and why?
No, I've been as stunned as you. I think it's really a sickness that's been spreading in our society, and what is particularly alarming to me is what's going on college campuses and the response, or really the lack of response, from the administrations, which have just been completely morally bankrupt throughout this.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you've got Biden that tries to act like on the front, you know, on the cover, he acts like he's the biggest Israel fan in the world. But he's the guy that gave $3.5 billion and now another $6 billion. So $9.5 billion to Iran, which they've used to fund terrorism all over the world. And Iran really evidently greenlit this horrible Hamas attack on Israel. So, I mean, you could say that this administration is very much responsible for what's going on. Under Trump, I noticed nothing like this ever happened anywhere. Anywhere in the world, America was feared and respected. Nothing like this happened.
Well, I won't get into all the politics, but I would say this about Joe Biden, whatever you may think, and I've had plenty of disagreements. When Israel had its back to the wall now, he had its back. And no president has ever gone to Israel during wartime. No president has ever put our Navy on alert to be prepared if there is an attack from Iran or from Lebanon. No president's offered $10 billion in emergency aid. So whatever disagreements I've had with the president on issues like Iran, right now he's doing what needs to be done to support Israel.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excuses behind it, Mitchell. I think they're there because he wanted to make sure that they allowed Israel allowed $100 million in aid to get through to Palestine, to Gaza. And that aid is not going to be humanitarian aid. They're calling it humanitarian, but that's how they smuggle weapons in. This is all foolishness. They always make sure there's an asterisk, there's an if, there's a but. If you want to attack, you got to do wonderful things for your enemies. We'll let you attack if you do wonderful things. Otherwise, we'll cut your supply of weapons off. It's not quite so simple, believe me. There's a lot of complicated things going on right now. But your son moved to Israel to join the army 5 years ago. He has now been called to duty. Tell us his story.
So about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, he was doing a gap year program in Israel, and my wife and I went to visit him, and to our surprise, he said he wanted to come back and move to Israel and join the army. And we sort of laughed it off as a lark, but sure enough, that's exactly what he did, and he joined the paratroopers and became a combat medic and served for his 2.5 years of mandatory service. And now, just about 2 years later, after working as a farmer, he was called up to the reserves, and now he's getting ready to do his duty and defend his country.
What are your thoughts on Israel's response? What do you believe they should do now? I mean, is this going to be, you know, I'm a hawk here. You know, I believe they have to go in and just destroy and kill and do whatever they have to do. And that's what they claim they're going to do now. That's what the word was in the New York Post today, that, major Israeli leaders are saying no mercy, no mas. They're going in and they're doing whatever they have to do. And they're not going to listen to the world, and they're not going to listen to the United Nations. And they're going to kill the enemy, and they're going to kill the terrorists, and they're not going to stop until they're all dead. That's what the word is.
I think that's exactly what needs to be done. I think it's not going to be easy. If you saw also some of the reports today, Israeli officials were saying that it could be months for this to be resolved. And I think the Israeli public is prepared for that after seeing the atrocities, which we're still learning about. That, I mean, if you see any of the videos or pictures,
I've seen them.
Nothing
they're awful.
Like anything
just awful.
I've seen since the Holocaust.
Yeah, awful.
So,
just awful.
I think the Israeli people and certainly the military are prepared to do whatever is necessary to wipe this scourge from the earth.
Yeah, I've seen some stories that are just so mind-blowing. I saw about a young boy, I think he was 13 years old, and he went jogging. And when he got back, his entire family was dead. His mother, his father, all his brothers and sisters. And they had quite a few of them. I think they were like, you know, mother, father, like five kids. And four of them and the mother and father all dead. He went for a jog at the age of 13. When he gets back, his whole family's wiped out. I saw a grandmother, with her little autistic, I think, 8-year-old granddaughter who was visiting on a sleepover. And they kidnapped them and brought them to Gaza. And they found their bodies now. They're both dead. That poor little girl went to a sleepover at grandma's house, and she got kidnapped and killed, and God knows what they did to her before they killed her. God knows what the last moments of her life were like. You hear these stories, Mitchell, and I'm a tough guy, man, and I have tears in my eyes thinking about every one of these stories. Just heartbreaking.
They are. It's horrifying. I like to try to think more about some of the heroic stories of a female soldier who helped to defend one of the kibbutzim, and there
yes,
were 40 women
yes.
soldiers who were killed. There were other who went out in their flip-flops with nothing but a knife, some that may have had guns, who defended some of the kibbutzim and were able to fend off 10, 20 terrorists at a time. So it could have been even worse, if it's even possible to imagine, but there were some heroic actions on the border, and I think there'll be more in the weeks to come.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm such a pro-Israel guy, Mitchell, so I don't mean this in any way in a bad way, but I'm also a questioner, right? I'm a cynical guy. I'm a guy who asks questions. How was Israel caught so off guard. They've got the best security in the world. They've got the best military. They've got the best version of the CIA, their Mossad. They've got the best special services units, kind of like our own Navy SEALs. They know if a rabbit moves near the border, someone's watching. The greatest surveillance in the world. How could they possibly not have seen it coming and not responded or reacted quickly to it? I just don't understand how this ever happened.
Well, there's going to be a lot of investigating when this is over, and that's really the time for it. But consider that they learned from the past. They attacked 50 years and a day since the 73 war. They attacked on a Sabbath. They attacked on a holiday when most Israelis were celebrating and most people had been given off from their duties for the army. And they knew what they were doing. They had planned this for at least 2 years, they say.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a serious reckoning after the war for why this happened.
Yes, sir.
But
I agree.
Also have to say, you know, the U.S. intelligence didn't provide any help.
Correct.
Either.
Correct. You know, I know. Terrible failure on both sides. Terrible, terrible failure. I don't get it. I don't get it. And once they broke through the border, I don't know how troops took 4 to 8 hours to get to some of the kibbutzes, and everybody was dead by the time they got there. It's very scary. Mitch, we got to run. Mitchell Bard, Executive Director of the American-Israeli Cooperative Enterprise, Director of the Jewish Virtual Library, and expert on U.S.-Israel relations, author of 22 books. You got me beat. I've written 16. Number 17's on the way. You got me beat. 22. MitchellBard.com. MitchellBard.com. Thank you, Mitchell. God bless you, and please, God, protect Mitchell's son. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT,
R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at mystore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at mystore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at mypillow.com and mystore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
USA News on
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Roots on Fire, sponsor of this segment, Z-Stack, Z-Shield, Z-Flu. I try and get all these advertisers who are solutions to the problem, not complainers, right? Solutions. We do lots of complaining on this show, lots of warnings, lots of scary things we talk about, but I try and get you solutions. This is one of the solutions. Prior to his death, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new products to protect you. Those products are Z-Stack, Z-Shield, Z-Flu. His revolutionary Z-Stack product is based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. His Z-Shield product addresses dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. And now it's flu season. You need to use Dr. Zelenko's Z-Flu. Z-Flu is a delicious gummy formula, meaning you chew a gummy that tastes delicious, and it boosts your immune system with zinc, as well as helping you recover from illness. Plus, he took it one step further by adding elderberry, which is packed with antioxidants. Go right now to zstacklife.com. Use promo code WAR for a special discount just for my fans to get Z-Stack, Z-Shield, Z-Flu. Get them all. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, Z-Flu. Zstacklife.com, promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. One of my buddies texted me during the break, and he's a big shot at Columbia University. I won't say anything more than that. He's just a very big shot at Columbia, and I'd get him in trouble if I said more than that. But he said Columbia's in a panic because all the Jewish parents are going to not give any more money because they won't make a statement defending Israel. And I don't think my last guest, obviously, to me, nice guy, good guy, his son is fighting there. I wish him well. I pray for his son. I pray he comes back healthy. But another Jewish Democrat excuse maker for Biden. I heard that. Anybody could hear that. An excuse maker for Biden. Oh, Biden, the greatest response ever. Biden made this happen.
But it doesn't matter. They're lifelong Democrats. They'll always make excuses. And what I wanted to say was, it's about money. The only reason Biden is doing all the things he's doing to support Israel is that Jewish American donors give the most money to the Democrat Party by a mile. There is no Democrat Party without that money. So the pressure from big Wall Street money that gives to the Democrat Party and to Joe Biden in particular is so huge. Meanwhile, the administration is working behind the back to destroy Israel. But on the front, they're acting like they're Israel's best friend, and they're sending aircraft carriers because they don't want the money to be cut off for Joe Biden's presidential election. And same thing at Columbia University. He said, you know, Columbia is so anti-Semite, just like Harvard, just like all of them. All the students hate Jews, hate Israel, defend Hamas, celebrate what Hamas did. And the universities were afraid to say anything bad that might offend the children, the little children, little spoiled brats. And now they're scared to death because the backlash from Jewish donors, the entire funds at these colleges are rich people, and such a huge percentage of them are Jewish rich people who believe in Israel and are saying, if you don't make a statement in defense of Israel and telling these kids that they will be kicked off this campus for the kind of sick views supporting Nazis, that's what they're doing. When you support Hamas, you're supporting Nazis. If you want to allow that to continue, and our Jewish children and grandchildren at your college are scared for their lives, well, then we're going to cut off your money, cut you right off the knees. It's not because any of these colleges are nice to Jews or Israel. It's not because Biden is nice to Jews or Israel. Money talks. That's the only reason any of them are coming back now and rethinking their positions is money. That's it. Money. Money talks. Without the Jewish money, trust me, they wouldn't care less. They'd let the students say whatever they want, and they would defend it as free speech. And I'm the first guy in the world who believes in free speech. Except for one little problem. Where's my free speech? Where's my free speech? You want to see me give up speech on a college campus in the United States of America? Do you think they'd allow me to talk? Do you think if I stepped one foot on a campus, there wouldn't be 1,000 demonstrators waiting to commit violent acts to chase me across the campus? And if I didn't have a security team with me, I'd be killed. Not just by liberal, little liberal spoiled brats, lucky sperm club members, but by little Muslim extremists at all these college campuses, little Palestinian Hamas wannabes. So if it wasn't for money, none of these colleges and Joe Biden would not be in any way, shape, or form nice to Israel or make any statements that are positive towards Israel. But money talks. That's what I wanted to tell my guest. But I wanted to be nice. His son is fighting in Israel. His life is on the line. I did not want to get in a fight. I only want his son to be healthy and live a long life. And I know how nervous he must be. My God, his son is going to go into Gaza. Look at the stories. Hamas sympathizing Harvard students hold a die-in protest. That's what you get at Harvard, a die-in protest. Chicago professor Dr. Micah Toska apologizes for calling Israelis pigs and very bad people. California high school students marching the hallway chanting genocidal anti-Israel slogan, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. New York banker canned after posting revolting anti-Semitic comment defending Adolf Hitler following Hamas attacks on Israel. Miami dentist fired for ripping down posters of missing Israelis. State Department official, Biden official, calls it quits because of policy disagreement over Israel. They're everywhere.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.